was staying in a warehouse near the Pulaski Bridge in Greenpoint in Brooklyn. The Delphonics were overflowing from Hot 97. Deep soul. The kind of soul that blows cold as cold New York in December. This would only happen once. We had no hot heat nor running water. But earlier, we had been discussing Glissant, Fanon, and Breton, ruminating upon Ted Jones and Bob Kaufman before heading into the village. And James, he was the greatest dancer in the club that night. I had to stop to watch him spin when he threw his hands up and twirled, voguing into something ecstatic. As the sweat kept dripping from the walls of the basement, he threw his shirt open to Archie Bell and the Drills. He threw his head back, the somersault in his skin. The floor upstairs was different. It was all orange haze and house. More mellow the tempo, more easy on the knees. It was cool. That is until a tall black and white dog entered the dance. It had walked all the way from some dirt skid village in Trinidad to New York, where it walked onto the dance floor, wagging its tail to bite them on the ankle, to bite them on the knee, bite them while they're dancing, to bite them. The dog busts a laugh in the DJ face. The dog chew a buckle and the people dance. The dog press a button and the DJ jump. And then to stand at the door holding a razor blade rubbed with garlic, so people running out wouldn't know they get cut when they're running out and get cut stupid, stupid. And when I told James that he was a dancer with hips of precision, that he could move, he leapt and he clicked his heels on St. Mark's Place. That's what they say, he said. That's what they say. Threw his shirt open to the Archie Bell and the Drells. He threw his head back, somersault in his skin. We had been discussing Ted Jones and Bob Kaufman. Yeah. iconic, we were tremendous. Groove into the downfalls and the storms.